At a time when consumer confidence is lagging and automobile purchases are on the decline, General Motors has come up with an idea to jumpstart sales. Beginning this week, GM will begin offering overnight test drives. That's right. As long as you have a license, the proper insurance, and are at least 21 years old, you can check out a vehicle, take it home for the night, and log as many as 100 miles before returning the car the next day. The overnight test drive program, which lasts until mid-July, applies to most GM brands, including Buick, Cadillac, Chevrolet, Hummer, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Saab, and Saturn. We turn once again to Chubba Chetta, editor-in-chief of Car and Driver magazine, to find out more about these overnight test drives. Chubba, this is not entirely new. Some luxury dealerships have allowed companies to take out high-end cars out on the highway or keep them overnight. But this, I take, is the first large-scale program of this kind.
I can't remember another major manufacturer doing something like this on an institutionalized basis. But, you know, GM's motivation is simple. They're the largest car company in America, but still only about 40% of new vehicle buyers consider a GM product, and 60% don't even look at them. So this is a way to try and get that other 60% interested in something that GM builds.
This seems like it could cause real headaches, though, for the local dealerships. I mean, why would GM put them into this?
Well, GM is, of course, encouraging them to do this. There's going to be a total of 40,000 vehicles involved in this program because they're not going to use the regular demonstrators that the vehicles already have. They're going to set up a special demo fleet just for this 24-hour test drive, and GM is offering the dealers some incentive to participate in this program by letting them buy those demo vehicles at a discount price.
But there does seem to be a high potential for abuse.
Well, there is, but it's not quite as simple as you think. Yes, as you pointed out, you have to have a driver's license and be 21 years old. You also have to leave your own car overnight. And then there's kind of a nebulous qualification that you must be financially appropriate to the car. So if you show up in a broken-down Chevy Cavalier and want to take a Cadillac STS overnight, you might have to do some persuading with the dealership.
So someone who has a clunker in their garage would have a hard time using this as an overnight car rental for an important job interview.
Absolutely right. That's going to be difficult to do. And I think GM recognizes that there is some small potential for abuse here, but they're willing to take the risk in order to get people behind the wheel of these cars.
It seems like customers could also test the Ugo quotient, the idea that the car turns heads and the neighbors might come out running to gawk at the shiny new car in the driveway.
Well, I'm sure that's exactly what's going to happen. People will take it home, and if the neighbors are impressed, that's going to help. And if the neighbors turn up their nose, well, that'll have the opposite effect. But you can do all of those things that you want to do. Take it shopping, see how the shopping bags fit in the back, see how the kids all fit in the back.
Just don't leave any ketchup stains behind.
Hopefully not. But, you know, I think GM understands that they're going to have some cleaning bills. There's occasionally going to be a car that may get damaged. But that's a risk worth taking in order to put customers in these cars. If they get all 40,000 of these cars taken every night for 90 days, they'll be putting 3 million customers into GM cars. I think that's probably optimistic, but they've got an opportunity to really get a lot of people into these products.
Will other automakers follow suit?
I think if this is successful for GM, I think they will follow suit. And who knows, a year from now, this could be standard operating procedure in the industry.
Thank you, Chubba.
You're very welcome, Michelle.
Chubba Chetta is editor-in-chief of Car and Driver magazine. The GM overnight test drive program begins on April 15th and runs through July 22nd.